Hello, this is Justin Gray, sports writer for the Bell Ringer, and I'm here with Max Amatasoon, center for the Augusta University men's basketball team. Max is, you know, he's leading in almost every category for the Jaguars, and he's top five in the conference, and he's averaging a double-double. Max, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, so where do I start? I guess I'll start with when I actually started playing basketball. I started at actually a pretty tender age, at 14, so I didn't start as early as, you know, most guys would. And it was actually introduced to me by my friend, and he brought me over to his club. My coach saw potential, and then a couple years later, I'm over here in the States. And I started off in the Bronx, New York, went to high school there at Our Savior Lutheran, did 4 years there. Kept, you know, gradually improving, and started off, and then I went to college at University of Pittsburgh, did 2 years there, ended up transferring to St. Bonaventure, another Division I that's in upstate New York, and now I'm here at Augusta.
Yeah, what has led to your success this season? You know, obviously starting at the D1 level, I'm sure, and playing, you know, for the national team in Dublin. Mm-hmm. How has that, you know, kind of transferred over to your success at this level?
So, like you said, I played back home in Ireland, and I feel like Ireland and just Europe in general, the styles are very different, but it helps you understand the game more. I believe that in Europe, the pace is a lot slower. And when the pace is a lot slower, you have to think more. You have to operate more without the ball. And you just have to know what you're doing. And that definitely helped me translate to what basketball is like over here in the United States.
Yeah, you've played for some big name guys. Jeff Capel at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I've been to a few practices, and I've noticed, you know, you're helping coach kind of like, you know, what to do in every drill more so. That was at the start of the season, more mm-hmm. so than a lot of our guys. Is that just a testament to how much you've learned just playing at so high of a level?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd say that playing at these high levels like ACC and the A-10 under Mark Schmidt definitely helped me a lot. And just being out there in the fire, you know, competing with guys in practice and, you know, just taking whatever they tell me on the chin. I feel like all that stuff is going to help you in the long run as a basketball player.
Yeah, what can you say about, you know, the camaraderie of the team and of this team at Augusta, mm-hmm. You know, so far? I mean, you're only 7 games in, 9 including the scrimmages, mm-hmm. but what can you say about that?
I love it, honestly. That's nothing more to be said than I just love how we all just gel as a team. And they say that usually you could tell when a team's going to be good just based off of their chemistry. And we have just like one big, I feel like we're all just like one big family, like a clique. There's no like separate groups here and there. We're always like, you know, connecting with each other, bonding with each other. And Dip is the same way. Like, in practice, he's always, you know, yelling at us. You know how Coach Dip is. But that's just, you know, just him being genuine. And that's kind of like how a family is in a way. So just, you know, the family sense of it, the family environment, definitely, I feel like, translates to the court.
Yeah, you had a big slam the other day against Bruton Parker at the end of the game. But I've noticed you're more of a layup guy. Is that to be safe, you know, or is it just your preference, or how is that your style?
I'd say it's definitely just age, in my opinion. Slowly, you know, getting up there in age. I don't know, the knees starting to, you know, deteriorate. But I definitely have a lot more bounce in me. I feel like I'll get a lot more dunks during the season.
I got you, yeah. You know, I'm sure you guys don't look at the rankings, but you started the year 10th in the country. You lost to Fayetteville State, and you fell back a little bit, and then the Benedict loss knocked you out, and you haven't even received a vote to get back in. Does people doubting you guys, you know, maybe motivate y'all in any type of way in the team?
Yes and no. There's two different answers to this. Yes, because they feel like, since they lost a lot of guys from last year, they think that we're not going to be as good. And, you know, we want to go out there and obviously, you know, shut them up, you know, shush the haters and stuff. But in another sense, not really. I feel like we are just staying our course. We know how good we are. We're not perfect. So as the season goes by, I think more teams will start to show their true colors, because that's I like to call it the deep waters. Like, when we get to conference play 2024, it's going to really show who's locked in and who's not. And I feel like by that time, we'll be locked in and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have goals as a team. Could you tell me about, you know, your goals? I know Dips touched on them in interviews with me before, but maybe just give us an insight on what those are.
Win the championship. That's as simple as that. We're trying to win it all. We're going to have to start with taking it one day at a time, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, getting better in practice, improving on weaknesses, improving for the next game. And right now, it's about taking it one game at a time. And eventually, everything will click, and we will get to our end goal, which is to win the conference championship, then eventually build on that and win the national championship.
Yeah, I know you touched on this, you know, about people being locked in or not. Mm-hmm. There's only three games left for y'all before the Peach Belt Conference begins in January. And it looks like a very tough conference this year. I know everybody's got, I believe, but Clayton State has a winning record.
Yep.
And, you know, what do you want to see from your team in the last few tune-ups? You know, I know y'all play Emmanuel twice, so, you know. But what do you want to see in that, in those three games?
I just want to see improvements on our weaknesses. Like, for example, I feel like we have a problem fouling and a problem turning the ball over. And coaches harped on that a lot in practices and stuff. So just being able to be locked in and mentally tough, those two things I believe require just toughness and being locked in at all times. And it all starts during practice, so those would be the two main things, just, you know, fine-tuning what we do on the court when it comes to just turnovers and fouls.
You've put up some of the best numbers in the conference, and you've been snubbed, in my opinion, twice of player of the week in the conference now, but, you know, we'll talk about that another time. But how has your game been so dominant? How have you been able to put the numbers up? And I know we've talked about this in post-game interviews, but like, just as a whole, is it, you know, the offense dip runs, you know, or is it just your teammates getting it to you, or you finding space? What is it?
I just believe it's a blend of hard work and the team believing in me. I put in a lot of work. I believe that I put in a lot of work, and I deserve, you know, to put up these numbers. I think just if you work on your craft every day, the results will eventually show. And then obviously you have to be in the right situation to, you know, show off this work. And I believe that this is the perfect situation. Coach Depp believes in me. He runs sets for me. My teammates always feed it to me down low. And I'm grateful for that, because, you know, you get to a point where you work a lot and you want to see results, but you're not seeing them. But now that I'm here and there's a team that, you know, has faith in me, the results are showing, and hopefully it just continues to show.
Yeah, what can you say about the kind of coach Dip is? I know I see the memes on Instagram of him holding up the money, or the one of him with the spatula or whatever at the start of the season. What is y'all's, just the whole team's relationship with Dip like?
So all those memes and stuff, that's pretty much who he is. Like, he's a wild one. He's one of a kind, 100%. He's one of a kind. But one thing I can say about Dip is he cares about us. Like, it may not look like it because he's constantly on 1,000. He's always yelling. He's always, you know, very animated, but that's just his character. He's very passionate about basketball. He's very passionate about coaching, and he's passionate about us. He wants us to be the best versions of ourselves, and he's constantly telling us that in practice by pushing us, by yelling at us, sometimes even kicking guys out of practice. And yeah, we love him for that.
Yeah. Now on to, you know, some of your teammates. How big of an emotional leader has David Vitti been this year? I know he returning from the last 2 years. He's super senior. Mm-hmm. Just seems like he kind of pushes the team on the court, kind of the leader. Mm-hmm. How big is he in this team's mold?
Oh, he's the glue, in my opinion. He's, like you said, he is the leader. He's the emotional leader, and he's by far one of the most important guys on the team. There's been times where, you know, our team hasn't, you know, gelled. We're out of focus, and he'll bring us back in, and he'll just be Vitti. And being Vitti is just him being animated, as always, being the loudest guy on the team, being passionate, and leading by example. I think Vitti does a great job of leading by example and just showing us what it's like to be a winner.
Yeah, you know, it always seems like whenever you're in foul trouble, Kirby's in foul trouble, you know, that Vitti's just, you know, he's either got no fouls or he's not turning the ball over, mm-hmm. when everybody else is turning the ball. Mm-hmm. Just seems like he's the one sticking out to keep it from going, you know, completely south. And, you know, that's something you learn over time.
Exactly.
And I feel like, you know, just watching that, he is obviously a major part of the team. And now on to Kirby. Kirby's been, you know, dealt with a lot already this year. He's been sick. He's, mm-hmm. you know, wisdom teeth, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's finally back to health. And I feel like, you know, this team is only going to get stronger with him back to health. We mm-hmm. saw it last week against Bruin Parker.
Yep.
I would say the first half is the best performance y'all have had.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So far. And when he's flying around, it just creates more space for you,
yep.
and more space for Vitti on the outside. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you say about Kirby as far as a teammate he is and the player he is?
Kirby's Kirby, man. I can't really explain what he does on the court because it's kind of unique. I haven't really seen it. Like, his athleticism is mind-boggling. When I first seen him, like, jump up to catch that, for example, at Bruton Parker, that lob he caught, like, was ridiculous. I was so shocked when he caught that because that pass was going all the way out of bounds. So that's one thing I can say about Kirby. He plays with the most energy. He uses all his tools to his advantage. And when he's locked in, he's easily the best player on the court, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm at Virginia Union when he caught the lob as well.
Yeah,
he caught one against Bruin Parker.
He caught
several the past few games. But yeah, he's incredible to watch. And mm-hmm. then you move on to Zaire, who's a freshman, you know, point guard for you guys. You know, maybe didn't look like he was going to be going into the season, but, you know, things have happened, and he is now. How, you know, just big has he been? And, you know, he shot the ball extremely well from deep.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played at a high level, you know, winning 2 state championships in high school.
Yep.
How just major is he going to be when he improves, you know, on his turnovers and on his leading the team down mm-hmm. the court type things?
Honestly, I cannot wait to see what he looks like by the end of the season. He's getting starter, like, level minutes right now. And one of my past coaches said it. If you're a freshman playing these minutes, you're technically not a freshman anymore. And he's showing it. He's gradually improving as the season goes by. And he's not playing like a freshman anymore. There's times out there where he looks like just super composed, taking care of the ball, taking good shots, making big shots for us, playing hard defense. And when you look at him, you'd be surprised. Like, you look at him and you're like, damn, he's really a freshman doing this? So I'm just super proud of him, man. And I know as the season goes by, he's going to be one of the key players for us, 100%.
Yeah, and yeah, he's been great so far, and I can't wait to see. Like you mm-hmm. said, can't wait to see what he's going to be by the end of the season, especially at the three-point line because,
yeah.
you know, He's kind of the guy that can stop runs, you know, shoot it from anywhere on the court when things are going bad. But and now on to Meech, Dimitri Gardner, he's shooting 51% from a shooting guard position, which is, you know, unbelievable.
Unheard of, yeah.
Unbelievable. How much as I don't know if you've seen his numbers from last year, but he's taken a big leap to this year. And no knock on his numbers last year, but he's just been that much better this year. What can you say about, you know, how great it is to have a guy in the lineup that can shoot it like that?
Oh, man. I think it's just a testament to the work he's put in. Me and him always have conversations, and he's always telling me about how much work he put in during the summer. It was just him, a basketball, and a gym. He just locked himself in the gym and just kept on working. And to be honest, the way he was talking, I'm not surprised he's putting up these numbers. 51% is unheard of, like we said, but if you're putting in the work like that, then why shouldn't you be shooting 51%? And he's one of the first guys, when I'm always getting double-teamed, he's one of the first guys I look to kick it out to. And I know it's an assist all the time because, like I said, he's worked on that shot all the time. He can get one for himself, and he always comes up big for us, so grateful to have him as a teammate.
Yeah, and some of the guys on the bench, you know, that have played big roles. Virginia Union, you fouled out, Kirby fouled out, Timmy Sellers comes in and, takes the lead at the end of the game. You know, we may not even win that game if it wasn't for that. So how big have some of the role players been? I know Isaiah Arnold has also played a big role, you know. And how big has some of the guys on the bench being able to give you some minutes off the floor?
Yeah, they've all been super crucial. I'll start with Tim. Tim is, I don't know, Tim, when he's on the court, he may not, it may not look like he's doing much, but trust me, there's little things that Tim does out there that helps us in a big way. For example, the offensive rebound. And he just comes in there and plays with energy. He lifts the team when he comes out there. I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? He elevates us. He elevates us, and he does it in practice. He's always pushing me in practice. I mean, if Tim sees this, trust me, he's one of the toughest guys to score on. He's so strong. He's so physical down low. And it translates to the game because he's unmovable, in my opinion. And he goes out there, plays hard, plays physical. And, you know, I appreciate him for that because he makes everybody better. One thing I can say about him, he's also a very good communicator, very good leader as well. When you see him during the pre-games, he's there with Vidi as well. So he is definitely one of our leaders. And I appreciate him for, you know, bringing energy, bringing toughness to the team. And the other guys as well, the other freshmen, John, Isaiah, Ollie, everybody on the team. Everybody, Carson, Davo, Davion. Everybody plays a big role. When they come in, they do their thing. They play hard, and they just keep elevating us. There's been times where the starting five hasn't looked good, and Dip would just take us all out, and they go on a run. So, you know, it just shows that our team is very much capable of anybody can come in and play hard and do their thing.
Yeah, I know, watching pregame and, you know, watching at practice, kind of seems like Isaiah Arnold, you know, maybe like a funny, you know, goofball type guy. He's always laughing. Does he keep, you know, the spirits high, you know, when things could go south?
Oh, yeah. It's not just him. There's a lot of goofballs, a lot of funny guys on that team. There's Tim. I think Tim might be the funniest, honestly. There's a lot of stuff that Tim says in the locker room, just his energy out in during practice. It lifts us because sometimes, you know, we'd be having bad practices. Next thing you know, Tim starts yelling let's go. Then everybody's energized. And they're the freshmen. The freshmen are always, you know, they're always goofy, I feel like. But we need that, though. We need, you know, a level of unseriousness to us. Because if you're always, you know, locked in, angry face, stern, you're not going to have fun. You're not going to have fun playing this game. So just to be able to, you know, relax and, you know, have some jokes here and there, it's good. It's good to lighten up the mood.
Yep, only two more games left on this six-game home stretch. You know, you start off the season what, like 3 or 4 games on the road. So, sure, it's been great to play at home so much. Yep. You know, go back on the road to start January. I think on January 1st, is that
yep.
one?
Yeah. Yep.
So, you got a big task. You got a sort of a tune-up against Reinhardt. And then the big task against Emmanuel. They beat the number one team in the nation this year. So, do you have anything for the fans to look forward to in those games? Maybe, you know, any insight?
I mean, what you saw from the first 7 games is not going to be us in the next 2 games. We're going to come. We're going to bring a lot more energy. And we're just going to look a lot better. We've gone through a lot of ups and downs for the first 7 games. And that builds you, that molds you into either a better or a worse team. And for the most part, we've been looking a lot better since our losses. So we're just, you know, trying to build on the momentum and give the fans a show worth watching.
And that wraps up what we have here. Come out and see the guy, or see Max play next week against Reinhardt on Monday at 11 a.m. It's an education game, Columbia County education game, and Tuesday a community game, free for against Emmanuel. Anybody can come for free. And I want to thank Max for coming on the show today. The Sports Squad is a production of Bellringer Phoenix Media. The producer was Ethan Balducci. Ethan, thank you. The opinions stated here are those of the individuals and not Augusta University. You can find us at aubellringer.com, on the Augusta Press website, on Spotify, and on social media. Please send your comments to bellringerproduction@gmail.com. Have a great day and listen again soon. This is Justin Gray saying so long. We're out.